A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
We get a chance to talk to a man who oversees it all. This guy is a busy individual. This guy has a lot on his plate, but he loves the University of Georgia. He loves talking to the fans. And he also loves getting in the kitchen. He is J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics at the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM. Josh, we're going to get to the college football playoff. We're going to get to the G-Day game. We're going to get to Coach White's win in the NIT tournament last night. But we need to get to your skills in the kitchen, as it looks like you are a fantastic maker of lasagna. How are you doing this fine morning, sir?
I am doing good. Thanks for y'all for being here today.
Appreciate Thank you for having us. We saw the video on your X feed where you had, looked like some student athletes over. It was at the house, and you were putting on a show in the kitchen. Those coaches that you oversee, how about the food that you prepare? And it looked like you could have sold that at a high-end restaurant.
You know, in this business, you always have to have a backup plan.
you tell him.
Yeah. So, you know, you always got to expand your skill set. No, I grew up in South Louisiana. Obviously, food is a big deal in South Louisiana, and I grew up in an Italian neighborhood family. So lasagna and spaghetti and everything, you know, that's our love language. So I've always loved cooking. We have student-athletes over for dinner, the student-athlete advisory committee, the lead committee. They come over in smaller groups because I can only handle about 45 at a time. So my predecessors would cater in meals, and I thought, you know what, this is a good opportunity for me to kind of my love language, cook for them and give a little personal touch to it. And it's something I enjoy doing, and it's been a big hit so far. I think I've got a pretty good batting average with the kids on liking it.
Secret sauce, cheese, yeah, so, cottage cheese.
Yeah, so, you know, my father was you know, big Italian family, right? And everybody thought it was the sauce was the key. But actually the key to it for me, and I've evolved it a little bit over time. I've been cooking this for 30 years, but is the cream layer. And it's a mix of my dad was cottage cheese, cream cheese, ricotta. I've added sour cream in. I've taken the cottage cheese out, and I go sour cream, ricotta, and cream cheese. I put that in a mixer, add a little spaghetti sauce to thin it out a little bit, and then the layers you mix between the I do ground pork, ground beef with a little Italian seasoning and fennel seed, and then the sauce, the mix of mozzarella, Italian blend. But it's that cream layer that I mix in there that really takes it to another
strong
level.
Seems like another title's right. Coming to UGA yeah. Lasagna championship.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah,
it's
I was gonna say that might have an NIL deal associated with it as well.
Yeah.
Athletic director Josh Brooks with us here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Josh, the change in college football this year, we obviously all around here love the game. New playoff format, new conferences. I joked I'm gonna have to buy a magazine to figure out who's going where. How much does it impact the University of Georgia, if at all, going about business, knowing that everything around them is kind of changing?
You know, we take a page from Coach Smart. You know, we focus on things we can control. You know, it says keep the main thing. And there's so many variables going on right now that you can get dizzy if you just get caught up into it. We focus on what can we control. Obviously, we're a part of a great conference with a great commissioner. You know, the big debate for us was the 8-game versus 9-game schedule. We settled on 8-game, and now we've looked to flip that for 25. So control we can control, right? We've got our 8 games. We've got a great non-conference versus Clemson and Tech. So we feel that we've got 10 strong games, and then you've got normally an FCS and a G5 opponent in there. So control we control, right? Win the games we need to win, and then let the committee decide from there. Obviously, now we're talking about 12 as opposed to 4. But now you've got some other variables as in who's going to get a bye, the champion, and then who's going to be home and who's going to be away. But at the end of the day, again, control what you can control.
Josh, we know this is a competitive league, SEC, no doubt about it. But in-house as a overall group SEC, What are the relationships like? You know, I know you have, you know, you want to beat them every given Saturday, and you don't want them to necessarily be above your program. But how important are the relationships within the conference to be talking about the conference issues?
Yeah, it's big. And it's actually, you know, when I first stepped in an AD room 4 years ago, I was a little intimidated, to be honest with you. You know, these individuals are people I've looked up to for a long time, you know, legends like Mitch Barnhart and on and on. So you get in that room and you're a little nervous at first, but over time, you really feel more comfortable. And it's really, when you're in that room, there's always something that spikes up that can be, you know, a debate over what's best for your school. But we do understand that we have to have a mindset of what's best for our conference and best for college athletics. So you have to kind of put your ego aside and fight for your school, what's important, but then also understand what's best for everyone. But I've been really, I won't say surprised, but I've been really pleased with just the camaraderie in the room. And honestly, you find that all those individuals are going through the same things you are. So it's a little bit of group therapy when you get in there, because you think you're alone in the problems you have or the challenges you have. But then you talk to school A, B, C, D, and you find out that there's so many that we're way more similar than we're like than we're not alike. So it's been enjoyable for me to be in that room and learn from others.
J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics here at the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Josh, talk to the listener a little bit about what's happening right now in your sports world. What's happening in and around Georgia? Baseball team has been lights out of late. You got basketball going on, which is fantastic, and NIT, softball, swimming, diving, men's golf, track and field. What's happening in and around the campus right now with all the sports?
Yeah, you know, we always joke that people think that once football season ends, like, oh, you could take a deep breath. I'm like, no, that's when it just ramps up. And we've got, you know, I think 14 or 15 teams competing right now. Been really excited to see our baseball and softball teams and the progress they've made. Coach Johnson in his first year, I think we're leading the nation in home runs. And I think Charlie Condon's batting over 500 and leading
it's
the nation.
Machine.
He is. And you know what? As good of an athlete is, he's an even better person. So that's what you kind of young man you root for. And then Coach Baldwin, he's in his third year. What he's done with that softball program, he's got a very veteran group. And I think, you know, they're one of the best hitting teams in the country as well. And then Coach White in his second year, you know, we've had some ups and downs. And it's so funny, you know, as y'all know, athletic sports is just so fickle because we've had a lot of close games, right? And Ohio State misses a three last night, and everything's great. They make a three, and it's, you know, so it comes down to one shot here and there. But we've had a lot of close games. We lost some of those down the stretch in conference, but now we've put a few together, and I'm really proud of him and his program and the young men that are just fighting and taking pride in competing in March. Because, you know, sometimes people get in the NIT and it's like, oh, it's a little bit of a letdown. You want to be in the obviously the NCAA tournament, but taking pride in the NIT and saying this is a building step for us as we look to the program in the future.
And even with that being said, Josh, the Learfield's Cup, I know you are so competitive, and the Learfield's Cup goes to gymnastics, tennis, golf, baseball, football, every, you know, sport that, you know, you're in charge of. How important is that to you? Now, you're not going to brag about it, but do athletic directors really pay attention to the overall product of their, you know, program?
I'll be honest, some do and some don't. Some understand that they're going to put more of their eggs in a few baskets. I inherited from Coach Dooley and others the broad-based programming where we've been good at golf, good at tennis, good at other sports. So it's a point of pride for me, and you know, I want to ultimately win the thing, and it's a challenge. Because we've only got 20 sports. You can count your top 19. We've only got 20 NCAA sports. Equestrian does not count in that mix. So you've got schools with like Stanford, Michigan, Ohio State that have 30 or plus more. So you can only count your top 19, so they get to drop more. We only get to drop one. So it's a challenge. But ultimately, the goal is to win it all. We were seventh last year. We'll probably have a little bit of a dip this year. We're a little younger on some sides. Probably the goal is to be top 10. Next year, top 5. And then 2026 is the year we hope to win it. So that's an ambitious goal, but if you don't set the goal, you'll never get there. You're not going to win it by accident. My high school coach told me a long time ago, no one ever wins a Super Bowl that didn't plan to win it. No one accidentally just gets there. So if we don't say it, it's never going to happen. So I've got to put that vision, that goal out there to win it for all of our programs.
J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics here at the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan. To that point, there's some things that you can pencil in. Alabama football, they're good. Georgia football, they're good. Kentucky basketball, they're good. And we're starting to see now a lot of the SEC teams that are good and have good football programs and attendance too. Yeah. So in basketball, how are you with your time frame? We see Coach Wright, you know, get to the NIT tournament where basketball and football can be staples postseason for Georgia Bulldog fans.
Yeah, you know, it's really been impressive this year to see the growth in the SEC in basketball, because I think it was, I can't remember what year it was, but we only had three teams make the tournament, and I think the league made a conscious effort to what do we need to do in the scheduling and really taking basketball to the next step. And you've seen that progress. Now the next step is we've got to do better in the postseason. Obviously we had some teams not do so well in the first round. But you know what's amazing is watching the physicality in SEC basketball play, and then how does that translate to the tournament? Maybe, you know, the style of play. And we've been I feel like we've probably we probably weren't as physical as some of those bigger teams, but and we've had better success in the NIT going against teams that probably weren't as physical as SEC. So it's really to see the evolution of where that's going to go as a league. Are we going to be more the physical league, or are we going to kind of evolve with basketball? But really proud of, if you look at like the metrics, the net, the KenPom, where our league has come, because we've improved from 250 to 150 to 100 over the last 3 years, but so has the league improved. So we've got to keep improving as well. So but I'm happy with the growth and really excited about next year.
Speaking of improving, what has Kirby Smart gotten better at? And people think because of the wins and the repeated trips to the SEC title game and a couple of championships, things are just easy. But things didn't go everything as planned. You had Ladd McConkey banged up. You had Brock Bowers banged up last year, and you still end up having a pretty good season. What are the things he is doing better, even though it seems like everything is exactly like he wants it?
Yeah, you know, one thing that's impressive about Kirby is he never rests on his laurels. One thing you can count on him is he's going to be focused on evaluating everything every year, how we can get better at everything we do. So what's impressive about him is his continual growth, but also he's becoming more of the veteran. You know, he at one point he was, I don't want to say he was, you know, we all were young at one point. We feel like we're getting older, but, you know, he's become more of the veteran presence in the league. He's one of the guys that's been in a job for a while now. So I think he's really starting to embrace and be the veteran coach of the SEC.
Josh Brooks joins us here, athletic director at University of Georgia. You told us you food was an important thing for you and your family growing up in South Louisiana, I believe. How important was sports? What did you play growing up, and how important was the sports world for you growing up?
Yeah, don't hate me. I grew up I was a diehard.
Listen,
New Orleans
you grow
Saints
up
fan.
There. What are you going to do?
You know, it's just it's
make
it,
better life.
But look, here's the thing. Here's what I can appreciate. Here's what we can appreciate. I think the most underrated rivalry in the NFL is the Saints Falcons, and I think that is a fun matchup. It's a lot of trash talking going on, but it's a lot of fun. It's a fun game, and you know, look, I had my heart broken by Bobby Hebert back in the day in the playoffs, and I lived through a lot of it. So I put in my time. So that one Super Bowl we won. Man, that was a big deal. So sports were a big deal. I grew up playing every sport I could, and then ultimately gravitated towards football. But I thought about walking on, but I really couldn't afford to in college, so I just became an equipment manager, just getting involved any way I could. But football was my first love, but I loved it all, basketball, track, baseball, whatever.
Talk about your experience as an equipment manager. We did it a little bit last year where Joe Hamilton got behind you and took a snap, because you became as – and it was LSU?
LSU under Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher.
There you go. And they trusted
you. So now that Saban's retired, I can start telling Saban stories.
Let's go. Get him out there. Talk about the stuff you did as an equipment manager and how much you helped the football team.
Yeah, so I was blessed to work for a man named Jeff Boss, who passed away in 2003, but he was my mentor in college. And everything I do now, I owe so much to him. And he was a guy that, you know, as y'all know, the equipment guys are just –
The heart and soul.
And he taught us at an early age, he told us all, he said, you have a direct impact on us winning a national championship. Mm. And when you're 19 years old and student manager, like, what do you mean? He goes, you spend more time around student athletes than anybody else. Your attitude that you come to every work that is going to set the tone for everybody else. And that was one of those things that really stood out to me, is how sometimes we think I'm just the guy emptying the trash, whatever, but we all have an impact. And I think that mentality is, I've tried to bring that to the athletic department here today, is say, hey, doesn't matter if you're in the business office, compliance, whatever, we all impact winning and losing. And the attitude we set, goes throughout the department. So I owe so much to him, and that was such a phenomenal experience. And also, when you've been at the bottom as a student equipment manager, and now you run through all the different levels of the athletic department, I think I have a greater appreciation for everyone in the department. And hopefully Don't forget that in this role.
J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics here at the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM.
Josh, you talk about Nick Saban retiring. We had Nick Saban retire. Jim Harbaugh leaves to go to the NFL. Kalen DeBoer leaves from Washington to take the job at Alabama. And there's been a lot of discussion about the evolution of college athletics and how maybe it's burning some of these coaches out. How do you guys have the good work-life balance, trying to win national championships, dealing with NIL, dealing with the transfer portal, stuff that guys 10 years ago didn't have to deal with, and still being happy in the job that they have?
I think, number one, you got to be smart with your time, right? We're going to have limited time. So when I get time off, I've got to be with my family. So my life is two things, right? It's Georgia Athletics and my family. And I don't have time for hobbies, but that's okay because I love what I do.
Right.
So you got to be smart with your time. When you have time off, get with your family, make most of your time. And number two, don't forget what the mission is, what we're doing. Like, things are going to change all around us, but the core of what we do is going to be developing student athletes and helping them grow. And you love what you do. And I love this job. I love, you know, I'm sure that Joe, like, the guys that you worked with today are so proud to see you, who you are. Like, seeing Joe, that's what you want to see. And then that, as long as you keep that the focus of what you do and you love it, the hours don't matter, and the grind, the stresses, because it's all worth it at the end of the day, because this is a great profession. So some may move on, but I think the ones that love it are going to stick with it. And I think Coach Smart, myself, and others are committed to doing this for the long haul.
Hey, Josh, I'm going to put you on the spot a tad bit. If a student athlete now, say, for instance, the NIT in basketball and the program, they're thinking about not playing in a postseason tournament, and they don't want to participate, and it's up to the school. How's that protocol? I know you haven't done, gone through that. How do you foresee that protocol going, as players don't want to play in the NIT, players don't want to go forward, it's meaningless, and it's a money-making machine, maybe the coach wants to play. Is it a coach to the AD, the players? Who do you leave that up to if you had to make that decision?
Yeah, so you definitely want to have a conversation with the coach and make sure the mindset of the team. I mean, we've had situations like that where you really want to get the and every program's in a different position in time.
Right,
we're building, and so there was excitement for us. But I think that's a question of where your program's at, and then making sure your team's into it, because the last thing you want to do is shortchange your fans and your university if the kids aren't into it.
Wrapping up with the J. Reed, Director of Athletics here at the University of Georgia, Josh Brooks here in the locker room on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Josh, what are the intriguing facets of college football playoff expansion to you when you talk about the long-term goals and how things are going to be different along with the influx of new teams in the SEC?
I think for me, I've got a logistics background, so what I've been really intrigued about and really focused on, I was on one of the logistics committees for the playoff, thinking about how are we going to do this? What's the travel going to look like? What are the tickets going to look like? Because it's not just a normal road game. Now we're in the playoff mode. So how many visiting tickets do we get? Where are they going to be? You know, every visiting stadium, conference has different visiting allotments. Some have a lower level requirement, some don't. And I was fighting to make sure, hey, guys, we need to make sure that there's a proper allotment for the visiting team families and the band, because the last thing you want to do is be in a playoff game and the quarterback's family sitting in the upper deck at a visiting stadium. You know, are we ensuring that we have enough hotels and all these things for the visiting stadium if you're in some random small town that's maybe never hosted a big game? And majority should, but you just want to make sure all those – the checklist has been checked to make sure that we can – that each venue can support this level of game.
We talked about family. We've talked about athletics and UGA and everything else. Rumor has it you might have a son that can run a little bit. Tell us if there's any athleticism in your family from those genes you put out there.
Well, there is now. I don't know if there was before. I had a really fast mailman 10 years ago. The mail was always on time. I've got three boys. Actually, one, my youngest, Davis, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Davis. I'm going to be taking first birthday. I'm taking him to the Braves game next Sunday on the 7th. I've got twin boys also, Jackson and James. James is the musician and Jackson is the athlete. Again, I don't know where he got it from, but he's a big track athlete and he wants to be a decathlete one day. So he does it all, and he's just now starting to learn pole vault because he's going from the pent to the decathlon, and they're adding the pole vault in that. So
that's awesome.
He does everything from 400, 800, 1500, 100 meter hurdles, long jump, high jump.
Goodness.
So, so it's expensive to try to train 10 events. But thankfully, we've got great resources here at the University of Georgia. We've got Kyle Garland, a U.S. decathlete who will be in the Olympics this summer, who helps him. And it's a blessing to have those kind of resources. But that's his dream, and his dream is to compete for Georgia one day. So when I think about the future of college athletics, I think about my son. And he – it's not about – and look – if he can get an NIL deal, Brooks Brothers out there, hey, you know, get it done. Or Brooks Shoes or whatever.
That is hilarious.
But
my man.
But,
let's go.
But his goal was just to put the G on his chest and right. compete. And, again, the main thing's the main thing. I don't care. And I'm fortunate. I'm in a position where I can afford to pay for his school. But I want him the opportunity to wear the G and compete. And I don't care if it's at what level. He wants a chance to compete in college, and that's the goal. So I never forget about those kind of athletes, because that's the majority of it. And look, we're going to have some big time ones that deserve NIL deals and all that. But we have 550 student athletes, and they love to compete, whether it's equestrian, tennis, golf, whatever. And we get so caught up into the small percentage of stories. But y'all know there's so many athletes who are doing this because they love their university, they love their community, and they love to compete. So, again, that's what I focus on, and I'm hopeful that he'll have that opportunity one day.
That's awesome.
Well, we thank you for your time. Great times here at the University of Georgia. They continue to roll along and get better. You're a big part of everything that goes on around here positively, and we always appreciate the time that you give us here in the locker room. We look forward to getting a slice of your lasagna sometime.
Hey, let's do it.
There he is, Jay Reed, Director of Athletics for the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.